El Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí. Avui, cançons d'antiamor. I'm getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. I'm going back to folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned to hate. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine, but a better class of loser suits me fine. Well, you said the grass is greener on the other side, but from where I stand I can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel, and it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already. Think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine, but a better class of loser suits me fine. Yes, a better class of loser just suits me fine.
Molt benvinguts, us parla Rafael Corbí, aquest és el Club del Country, el vostre programa que en el dia d'avui ens porta 60 minuts de cançons d'antiamor, cançons que tenen amb el seu missatge unes frases demolidores sobre la tristesa i el desengany que a vegades porten les relacions amoroses, per molt enamorat que estiguis. És una selecció musical que hem realitzat i que hem començat amb aquest tema de Randy Travis, que s'anomena Better Class of Losers, la millor classe de perdedors. Ray Bruce Trawick, nascut a Marshville, a North Carolina, el 4 de maig del 1959, ens portava aquesta cançó, Better Class of Losers, que, com us diem, és una d'aquestes cançons colpidores. En Randy Travis no és feliç amb aquesta cançó perquè a la seva xicota li agrada més l'estil de vida de la ciutat en contra del que ell li agrada, que és l'estil de vida més senzill, més campestre. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine. Penses que és una desgràcia que ells beguin vi de $3. Però aquesta classe de perdedors m'encaixa millor en la meva manera de ser. A better class of losers suits me fine. Després de Randy Travis, escoltarem una cançó de Mary Chapin and Carpenter, una excepcional artista, al meu entendre, que ens portarà la cançó He Thinks He'll Keep Her. Ell es pensa que podrà continuar tenint-la amb ella. Ens fa una ullada amb un noi que agafa avantatge de tot el que la seva dona fa, fins que un dia ella decideix que ja n'hi ha prou. When she was 36, she met him at their door. She said, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore. Quan va complir 36, se'l va trobar a la porta. Li va dir, ho sento, i li va dir que ja no l'estimava més. Mary Chapin and Carpenter, He Thinks He'll Keep Her.
She makes his coffee, she makes his bed, does the laundry, she keeps him fed. When she was 21, she wore her mother's lace. She said forever with a smile upon her face. She number three. And every Christmas card showed a perfect family. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice. She met him at their door. She said, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Spin and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll keep her. Everything is so benign. Safe. Now she's in the typing pool at minimum wage. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Spit and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll keep her. Everything is so benign. The safest place you'll ever find. At least until you change your mind.
Ella li fa tot fins al dia que decideix ella de no fer res més. Mary Shippen Carpenter, nascuda el 21 de febrer del 1958, aquesta cantant de country i també de folk, nascuda a Princeton, en New Jersey. El següent amb la llista de cançons d'antiamor serà la formació, el trio Rascal Flatts, aquest trio de Columbus, Ohio, de country, country pop i també country rock, que va debutar el 1999 i format per Gary Lee Boggs, en J.D. Marcus i en Joe Don Rooney. Escoltarem d'ells una cançó també fantàstica que a mi m'entusiasma i que es diu Winner at a Losing Game. Sóc el guanyador amb un concurs o un joc de perdedors. Aquesta és la cançó que ens indica que ser sempre un guanyador o ser un guanyador a vegades no sempre és una bona cosa. Sometimes two hearts just can't dance to the same beat. A vegades dos cors no poden ballar al mateix ritme. Així que agafo les meves coses i em quedo amb el que queda encara de mi. Winner at a Losing Game amb Rascal Flatts.
Baby, look here at me. Have you ever seen me this way? I've been fumbling for words through the tears and the hurt and the pain. I'm gonna lay it all out on the line tonight. And I think that it's time to tell this uphill fight goodbye. Have you ever had to love someone that just don't feel the
like trying to catch the rain. And if love is really forever, I'm a winner at a losing game. I know that baby tried to find me somewhere inside of you. But you know you can't lie, girl, you can't hide the truth. Oh no. Sometimes two hearts just can't dance to the same beat. So I'll pack up my things and I'll take what remains of me.
Rascal Flatts, excepcional aquesta cançó, aquest Winner at a Losing Game. Seguim amb el ritme que ens marquen les cançons tristes, les cançons d'antiamor, i ho farem amb John David Anderson, nascut el 13 de desembre del 1954 a Popka, a Florida, i que es coneix amb el món artístic com John Anderson, cantant impressionant de música country, tot i que les seves màximes influències sempre havien estat intèrprets de rock and roll. La cançó que escoltarem i que també m'inclòs amb aquesta selecció musical del programa d'avui és la Straight Tequila Night. És una cançó sobre una dona que ha estat enganyada per el seu home i que quan ella veu aquest tequila tan fort comença a parlar malament de tots els homes que hi hagin a causa del seu cor trencat. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. No li demanis quan té una nit d'aquestes dedicades al tequila. Començarà a pensar sobre ell i això farà que senti més malament. John Anderson, Straight Tequila Night.
If you really wanna know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. She won't need the salt or the lime anymore.
shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him.
Straight to Kill a Night, canvieu la beguda per qualsevol altra, però la veritat és que quan tens ferit el cor i veus, carregues tot el teu, no odi, però frustració, segurament, contra qualsevol persona que et vingui a parlar. John Anderson i aquesta fantàstica cançó. Una de les meves artistes predilectes de sempre ha estat Joe G. Messina, nascut el 25 d'agost del 1970 a Holliston, a l'estat de Massachusetts, i que ens portava l'any 2005 el seu número 1, que ara escoltarem, número 1, primer número 1 que obtenia després de 4 anys. Joe G. Messina, My Give a Damn Is Busted, es diu aquesta cançó, amb un joc de paraules interessant, una cançó que ens parla d'una noia que li diu en el seu xicot, amb el qual es veu ara, de que no l'oblida i que no el perdona i que, a més, li és igual que com vingui a disculpar-se per tot el que li ha fet. It's a desperate situation of telling what you'll do. If I don't forgive you, you say your life is through. És la música de Joe G. Messina, excepcional, aquesta cançó. My Give a Damn Is Busted.
Give a damn's busted. You can crawl back home, say you were wrong, stand out in the yard and cry all night long. Go ahead and water the lawn. I give a damn's busted. I really wanna care. I wanna feel something. Let me dig a little deeper. No, sorry, nothing. You can say you've got issues. You can say you're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted. Well, your therapist says it was all a mistake, a product of the Prozac and your codependent ways. So, who's your enabler these days? My give a damn's busted. I really wanna care. I wanna feel something. Let me dig a little deeper. No, still nothing. No telling what you'll do. If I don't forgive you, you say your life is through. Come on, give me something I can use. My give a damn.
Sorry. Just nothing. No. You've really done it this time.
My give a damn's busted.
El Club del Country, la música americana com a tu t'agrada.